the customs of the Holy Communion, and other medieval folk customs. While engaging in rituals to pay homage to our Lord, most followers of Christ do not think about the origins of the practice of using communion wafers as a ritual act of devotion. Today, these wafers are usually baked at special church-affiliated wafer baking operations from where they are then delivered out to various parishes. However, it used to be the responsibility of each individual parish to provide this service for itself. The casts used to bake the wafers were crafted by local blacksmiths. Larger wafers were baked for priests, while followers were given smaller, more refined wafers for their consumption. However, these wafers were not just representations of holy sacrifice and transmutation, but an integral part in the customs of the Hungarian people during Christmas. A common practice among both Catholics and evangelists that had spread throughout the whole country over the past several hundred years was for teachers, often sextons in charge of school children, with the help of local acolytes, to bake and dispense the requisite number of wafers to all church-going families. After this process, the wafers became an ambrosia of sorts at the Christmas dinner table, which was then ceremoniously consumed. In one rural region populated by the Palots ethnic group, these wafers are called molnarkolac, meaning quite literally miller's loaf. These wafers were paid for either in cash, or the favor was reciprocated by giving the wafer provider food, flour, beans, sausage, lentils, etc. This wafer exchange system, however, only survived into the modern era in a handful of communities. I myself observed this practice for years in the village of Taja at the base of the Tokaj mountain range. In sanctified but not consecrated wafers, a likeness of Christ was imprinted. These wafers were distributed around town either in baskets covered with white kerchiefs or on plates covered by gleaming white tablecloths. Enough wafers were distributed to each household so that each resident received exactly one. Before those distributing the wafers handed them over, they frequently sang or recited biblical verses. Wafers not slated for use in churches always contain a little bit of sugar, which gives it a drab, yellowish tinge. In fact, they are sometimes colored with edible dyes in hues of red, green, and purple. The purple wafers signify the suffering of Christ. The red ones symbolize his blood, while white wafers represent the Virgin Mary's purity. Wafer distributors, usually children, in the village of Mende, usually recite this verse when handing over their ritual objects. Let happiness and peace be the Lord of this house, what God's angels impart upon the shepherds. I, as a shepherd, I brought the wafers. White wafers symbolize Christ's purity. The green color, his innocence. The ripe red, the holy shedding of blood. Yellow, his bitter cup and death. With this said, I give my thanks to God, and I wish you a happy holiday. Mende. At Csalókőz, in the highlands of Mátyusföld, in some Hungarian villages, townspeople ask for forgiveness from one another for their mutual transgressions in the past year before the Christmas dinner begins. The person that is being asked for forgiveness then tears off a piece of their forgiveness wafer to symbolize their forgiveness. Usually the first to do this is the father, who asks for forgiveness from his wife, then it reciprocates. Small children are also included in this ritual, which is one of the more uplifting aspects of this practice, as parents ask for forgiveness from their children instead of children simply asking for forgiveness from their parents and grandparents. Father Theodos Shandoriaki of the Benedictine Order, who left us 5 years hence, commented on how the sound of the breaking of wafers fills a room during this ritual and is the most beautiful musical expression of love. In Matrabala, wafers are not eaten. Instead, the likeness of the crucifixion is cut out with a pair of shears, punctured with a piece of string, and then hung up on the rafters above the dining table. And here it hangs all year until next Christmas, so that whomever may sit at the table during the year may be enveloped in the grace of God. These wafers are looked upon as sacramentals. Sándor Bálint considers as a remnant of eulogy the Middle Ages with this wafer distribution ritual. The eulogy means a blessed bread, which is not consecrated, that is taken by those who didn't take the Holy Communion. This could potentially be where the practice of a priest carrying the devotees this kind of blessed wafer originated from around the time of Christmas. This quaint and hopefully soon to be revitalized erstwhile practice of delivering wafers is a Christmas tradition.